to old business. We have at this time our first case on old business, Madam Secretary.
That's 11,006.
Yes, please.
Billy R. and Elizabeth A. Lee. This is left open.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For the applicant.
For representation?
Yep.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Billy R. Lee, 5132 Meadowstream Garth, Whitehall, Maryland, 21161.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Megan Hudson here from Susan Weidman's office. Mr. Lee, have you listened to the hearing from July 16th, 2012?
Yes,
and does it represent your position regarding the variance that you're requesting?
Yes, it did.
And were you aware of the violation when you signed the contract to purchase the property?
No, you were not.
Is the variance required for the reasonable use of the property?
Absolutely.
What would you need to do if the variance were not granted?
I don't think we could do anything to it, really. You have to tear down part of the house.
Okay, so that would be a hardship?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Did the violation exist prior to your purchasing the property?
Yes.
Will granting the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
And will it impair the use of the adjacent properties?
No.
And is it the minimum variance required to bring the property into compliance?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have for Mr. Lee.
We apologize for the inconvenience, but we...
It is what it is.
Well, things continually change, and rules are what they are.
Okay. Any further questions from members?
I don't have any.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Mr. Chairman, I think we need to see if there's anyone here in favor or opposed.
Okay, I'm being interested by it. All right, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. We got that.
Two in favor?
Two in favor. We have that. Is anyone here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,006. The uniqueness, the lot is narrow in size, that the difficulty was not created by the applicant, that the property cannot otherwise be developed, that the variance will enable reasonable use of the property, that the variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and that is the minimum release, minimum variance to afford relief. It's getting late.
That's okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills, and that we approve case number 11,006. All those in favor of the motion?
I also.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the reasons that have been previously stated by Mr. Rickards. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,006 is approved.
Thank you very much.